As we look towards the future and as we look at the dialogue surrounding the current presidential campaign, mm-hmm. we hear lots of xenophobia.
Just 2 days ago, 55 Christian leaders signed a statement. It says, called to resist bigotry, a statement of faithful obedience, and it's about the rhetoric of Donald Trump in particular. Now, he's not the only one that has been using racial politics, but he's a good marketer. He sees the potential here of using the anger of legitimate grievances of white working class people who have been left behind, who've been marginalized, who've been promised things by both elites and not come through on those provinces. They feel left out, left behind, no one cares. And he's as he says, I'm taking the mantle of anger on me. And then he's using the old ugly populism of Huey Long and others. Blame others. It's a racial blaming for your problems. And it's working. And so that's the rhetoric now. And we as Christians, you know, we can vote differently. And some who signed the statement vote Republican, some Democrat.
How does this not become a partisan conversation? And I'm thinking about not national politics mm-hmm. now, but locally. There was a very public kerfuffle over funding, for instance, that was allocated for children in need. Mm-hmm. And at-risk kids. And one reporter uncovered the fact that some of these children might be the children of undocumented people. And this became a partisan issue. We're spending our money on kids whose parents are not paying taxes.
So how we treat undocumented people, these are people who decades ago saw two invisible signs at the border. One sign says, no trespass. The other one said, help wanted. And they got stuck between those signs. It's a broken system. Both parties are to blame. We got to fix that system and create a fair legal system. But you can't deport 11 million people who've lived their lives here. Most of their kids have grown up here, and some of them have never even been home. So how do you treat those people in a gospel way and in a fair way that welcomes the stranger?
It sounds like a Democratic position.
Well, there are Republicans who joined Democrats in passing a bill for immigration reform in the Senate. That was Republicans and Democrats. And I was meeting with both sides. And we had three Catholic bishops and three of us evangelical leaders who went to see the House Republican leadership all day. And they promised us there'd be a vote on this bill or something like it in the House. And then they broke that promise. Back a year ago, July, if you look at the polls, most Americans, not just Democrats, independents and Republicans, and most evangelicals, I'm an evangelical, and most white evangelicals, I'm a white evangelical, were for immigration reform. And it got blocked by a minority in the House of Representatives from racially gerrymandered white districts. So the country was more ready for a fair system. So we can have a better conversation than we've had. The hating and blaming of immigrants is really contrary to our scriptures, and it's part of this fear that people like Donald Trump are using to promote their own political gain. So when bigotry is used to promote one's own political gain, that's a problem for us in the faith community. That's a religious issue and not just a political one.
Jim Wallace, thanks so much for joining us today.
Blessing to be here.